rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah, still in the slum, and that's where I come from. Catch that bubble thrice and put this bean on your tongue. Now everything was gravy till your bitch came in. About the same time that that thing hit me. Now she ain't really pretty, but she got a nice body. I'm geeked up, thinking this buffet a body. At your name, look Trina, cause you look like Janet Jackson. I'm on three double stacks, and I'm looking for that action. Pushing, man, you stupid, man, I love the way you flowing. Mine in my drop, but I don't know where I'm going. On to 85, I keep riding in a circle. The inside of my ride smelling like a pound of purple. It's showtime, give me 5 more minutes on a cold orange juice, cause I'm really, really trippin'. Went to the script club and requested I'm the man. The next thing you know, I was throwing rubber bands.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah. I'm telling me she never sucked a dick. Never took a pill. I never ate a bitch. You a lie, but I ain't gon' get upset right now. But I wish I had a lie to take a piss right now. You say you married a bitch, you might be. But I bet your husband ain't nice like me. Used to stand on BC in my ass shit black tee. With them dope man Nikes and them Jordan jeans. On paper, but I still keep that Thrax on me. On the shit in East Atlanta, baby, ask about me. Pop one, pop two, two hash, that's three. Ain't no Waffle House, baby, here like Katie. Gucci hood like your hood, man, he's so shrewd. Wearing doses in the club, cause you know that boy geek. Drop the top on that thing, let you see my seats. We been rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I
might be. Ground control, this is Bear. How may I help you? Hello? Ground control, it's Bear. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm looking for someone that's in there right now.
Okay.
His name is Thomas. His name is Thomas.
I'm not going to go find someone for you, man. If you want to find him, then
well,
you need to come in and look for him.
It's an emergency. It's an emergency. I can't get a hold of him on his cell phone.
Okay.
It's Thomas Curvin.
Yeah, you're good, man. What's that?
It's Thomas. It's a family. It's a family thing.
Okay. Well, I can't help you, man. I don't know who random
people
are.
Well, it's an emergency. Can you just call, page him up, or call out for him, or?
No, we don't have that ability.
I mean, are you just gonna? Because my grandma just died. Our grandma. And you're just gonna.
It doesn't sound like an emergency, then. All right, have a good night.
Sir, God damn. All
right, have a good night.
You're a goddamn fucking jerk, aren't you? Right?
Are you done talking?
You're,
I can't help you.
You're a fucking jerk. My
right,
grand,
night,
my grandmother's dead. You're like, I can't help you. Goddamn fucking jerk. That's the Ground Control Classic Arcade, by the way, in Portland. So, you know. I could have had a family emergency, and he's like, oh, I can't help you. doesn't sound, his quote was, doesn't sound like an emergency to me if your grandma's dead. Wow. Well, let's see if we could call some more people here.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
What? That crazy shit?
Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Dope. Hey, yo, Easy. Suckers. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Whoa, echo, echo, echo. Alright. Hopefully that stopped the echo there. Let's give him a call back again. Hopefully we won't have that same issue we did before.
Thanks for calling 21Z Museum Hotel. This is Gordon. How may I direct your call?
Hi, could I speak to a guest?
Sure, what's their name?
Michael Morathy.
All right, let me look that up.
Okay.
I don't have anyone with that name here.
I should be there. It's Michael, and then the last name is Moriarty. Do you guys have some type of a convention going on, or?
Gosh, no. Mm-mm, we sure don't.
Wow.
I don't have anybody by that name.
And this is a 21C Museum Hotel.
Right. Unless they're checked in with a different name, I don't have that one.
Huh. Well, I think he said he was in room 120.
We don't have a room number for that.
He said something like that.
Yeah, I don't have that name, though. I don't have any way to transfer it without a name.
Okay. Well, I guess I have another question.
Sure.
We were going to share a room. How many men can fit into one shower?
Usually two.
Two men. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. I should have called him a cowboy. Yeehaw. Yeah, so I'm just randomly finding numbers here. So I'm just going to play music in between and find music. Or find numbers while playing music, so, which I noticed I accidentally didn't turn down anyway, but whatever.
They got pulled over, an undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is not for
doing the crime. Okay, and also, this just in, do not worry if the IRC goes down at 12 a.m. Eastern, which is in about 43 minutes. I'll probably still be on by then. So, just make sure you don't go anywhere. Okay, maybe you can hear me a little bit better now. Breaking news. The Madhouse IRC chat room will be down at 12 a.m. Central Time, or Eastern Time. It will be down. But it shouldn't really take more than 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, IRC will be down Friday, January 24th, 2013, around 12 a.m. Eastern Time, or Sun. I don't know. Whatever it is. So, Nova is talking to me. He says, call Motel 6 and get them to fax a list, a guest list to 206. Okay. I'll give it a try. I'm not sure if I can deliver, you know, who knows, but I will try that, Nova. I'll try a few, in fact. So, let's do Motel 6. Okay, I'm gonna put some music on while I look for Motel 6. Hi, this is John Holloman calling from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, we're having some issues on our side with the credit card transactions and the guest list, and if there's any way you can fax over the guest list to me so I could verify some of these here tonight?
I need somebody to verify that you are indeed calling from the corporate office.
Oh, yeah. Do you want my employee number?
Okay, is there a 1-800 number that I can call and then transfer to you?
Oh, no. I can give you my employee number.
I have no way to verify that you are. That's your number, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's no problem.
It's 10:30 and...
Yeah, I'm here at the...
I'm very suspicious.
The Oh, you're suspicious?
Yes.
Now, I'm looking for one guest in particular. Can I tell you his name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his name is Mr. First name is Ban.
Last name?
And the last name is Chode.
Spell it for me, please.
Ban Chode. It's a B A N C H O D.
That's the last name?
That's the last name, and the first name is Gandu.
Spell it for me.
G A N D U. Do you have that guest? Hello? Sir? Hello? Okay. Let's call him back and see what the big fucking what's the fucking hold up here? God damn it. Fucking damn it. Hey, I think I got disconnected.
Mm-hmm. I do not see anybody with that name.
What? Oh, okay. Why did you hang up on me?
I did not hang up on you.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a Gandu Banchode.
No, I do not.
Do you have Mr. Kutia Madachode?
Sorry, nothing.
The last name is Madachode?
Spell it for me.
Oh, I don't know how to spell it. Do you know what that means?
I'm going to hang up. I think you're playing a prank.
Why? What's
wrong? If you need information.
I need information on a Mr. Madachode. Is that you?
I do not have that person.
You are... Oh, no, I'm asking, is that your name?
No.
No, you're not a... You're a Madachode? You're not... You sound like a Madachode to me.
So I'm gonna hang up, okay?
What? What happened? Oh man, what a dummy! Okay, next we'll try another 7-Eleven. That guy was too suspicious.
Are they real or are they fake?
Oh my god. I just realized it's from the movie Troll 2.
Thank you for choosing Motel 6 in Sallisaw, Oklahoma. If you know your party's room number, dial that number now. For front desk help, reservations, or further assistance, dial 0. Thank you. Please hold while I connect you to your party.
Hi, is this room 123?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ron up at the front desk.
Okay.
We've been getting some complaints that you have been jumping on your bed and flashing the lights on and off.
No, that wouldn't be us.
Well, you guys need to stop it. Stop jumping on the beds, please.
We're not jumping on the bed.
And laughing. And there's a lot of snickering and laughing going on, and flashing lights on and off. We've got had three complaints already.
It's not coming from this room, though.
No,
my daughter, is asleep, and we got school in the morning, so we're not.
It must have been your daughter then who's doing it, because we've gotten 3 complaints.
All right, whatever, man.
Sir, if you guys don't stop jumping on the beds and flashing the lights on and off, we're gonna have to ask you to leave the hotel. All
right, I'll just talk to Sonny tomorrow about this because this is ridiculous.
You know. You're going to have to apologize, and your daughter is going to have to apologize for jumping up and down on the beds.
We are not. Can I ask who you are?
This is Ron.
This is Ron?
Yeah, I work the night shift.
Okay, I understand. I've not heard of you before. I understand that you might be new. But
well, who's back there? Who's talking back there?
That's
how many how many people you got in the room?
It is me, my wife, and my daughter, which she is asleep and has been for the past.
Well, you need to wake your daughter up and tell her to stop jumping on the beds.
How am I going to wake my daughter up and tell her to stop jumping on the bed? She's asleep.
Just wake her up. You never woke her up before.
No, I am not going to wake up my daughter. That is ridiculous.
You better, or else we're going to have to eject. You better do it, or else we're going to have to eject you out. Jeez.
Who the fuck is this?
Excuse me, sir. Please don't use that type of language with me. This is Ron from the front desk. I work the night shift.
Okay, Ron from the front desk. I don't know who you think you are, but I'm not going to wake up
my
daughter.
Please, just wake her up, and if she apologizes, then we won't have to eject you guys
from
the hotel.
She's 3 years old, man. She's got school in the morning.
If she's 3, well, how come she has to go to school tomorrow?
Holy shit, man. All right, where's Sonny?
What kind of... Sonny is at home right now.
Sonny is at home. Sonny, this is his home.
He's sleeping, sir. Do you want me to wake him up?
Who's the one calling? Who's the one complaining?
Well, I can't really tell you, but they're guests.
Yeah, if somebody's accusing me, I have every right to know who the fuck is accusing me, because this is bullshit.
Well, there are a few guests that are complaining about your daughter.
Well, I'm
running
I'm
around
to tell you that it's not us, but
screaming.
Yeah, you're still insisting that it's me.
And you need to tell her to shut the fuck up.
You know what, motherfucker? I'm about ready to come up there and knock you in your fucking face.
Hey.
You do not tell me, you do not talk to me like that.
Hello? Holy shit. Oh, he was still on the line. Oops. Damn it. Okay, let's call another room before the thing gets turned off.
Thank you for choosing Motel 6 in Saliso, Oklahoma. If you know your party's
right. Holy shit.
Please hold while I connect you to your party.
I shouldn't have been laughing so much. I thought he hung up, but he heard me laughing at him.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 124?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Ron up at the front desk. We've been getting some complaints of some loud eating from your room.
Pardon me?
We've been getting some complaints from other guests. We've had about 3 complaints that you've been chewing too loud, and it's keeping other guests awake. And we're gonna have to ask you to stop eating.
I'm not eating, sir.
Well, there were some complaints of some loud chewing noises and slurping, and drinking really loudly.
Well, I don't know what it is, because sir, we're not eating anything right now. We haven't been.
Well, is there anyone else in the room with you? Who else is in the room there with you?
Just my husband.
Okay, do you think maybe he was eating something?
No,
like
no.
Like a submarine sandwich or...
No, you know. We're not even eating anything like that at all. We just have canned food.
Oh, canned foods. That must have been it.
Like potted meat?
Yeah, that definitely is not allowed in the hotel. So you're gonna have to get rid of all of that. You can't. It's too loud. Yeah, Sonny. Do you know who Sonny is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Sonny told me that you guys are eating way too loud. He's actually the one that complained. He told me to call you guys up and let you know that it's, you know, we just can't have you guys chewing so loud.
Sonny's not telling you that.
Well, how do you know?
Because I talked to him this morning, and he never complained to me.
Well, he didn't want to tell you guys because, you know, you guys have been here a while. And
okay, well, I'll talk to him in the morning,
well,
then.
No, well, I mean, we got to nip this in the butt right now. I mean,
okay,
we've gotten complaints
no food in here
that,
right now.
That you've been jumping on the beds, too, and giggling.
Sir, I'm sorry. You are wrong.
I don't think so. Is this room 124?
Yes, it is, and you've got the wrong number. It's another room number. It's not
no,
this room. We're not jumping on no bed.
I think it's you. Do you know the people? Do you know the guests in room 123 by chance?
No.
Okay, because they complained about you guys making the loud chewing sounds. And,
okay, well, I'll talk
well,
to them in the
let
morning,
me talk,
and there won't
let
be
me,
no more noise
Let me
from
talk
here.
To your husband there, big girl.
Okay, just a moment.
All right, honey.
Who is this?
This is Ron. I'm the night watch.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been getting a lot of complaints from your room about your wife.
Our room?
Yeah, mainly about your wife.
No, you're not from our room, you ain't.
Yeah, it was from your room. It was room 124.
Yeah.
And your wife has been she's real fat and she's been chewing way too much, too loud.
No.
And the guests have been complaining about her stench.
Her what?
Her stink. She stinks.
No, that's wrong.
okay. Holy shit. There's a lot of weird people living at this hotel. I think it's like a homeless type of living, long-term place I found. It's kind of funny. I wonder how long I can keep going through the system. I'm sure if someone has called the front desk, that first guy probably has. Yeah, they turned it off. They completely turned the whole system off. Let's see if they'll, let's hang up and call back again. But I think it's about time to call another Motel 6. That was good, though. I'm glad that, it could dial in still. I just want him to pick up. I want to complain about one of the rooms.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. May I help you?
Hi. I'm actually in the motel. I have a complaint about a room. Can I talk to you about that?
Yeah. What's the room number?
Room 123.
Are you calling from the room?
No. I'm complaining about them. Room 123 was there's a very violent man in there, and
okay.
He said that he was gonna punch me in the face if I said anything about to him, if I spoke to him.
And why did you call him?
Because his daughter was jumping on the bed.
You better behave your language, sir. His daughter is only 2 years old.
Well, why is she jumping on the bed? That shouldn't be allowed. I paid good money to stay here. She's hung up. Time for another motel. That guy just went down there, so pissed probably, though. That's hilarious. That was fucking funny.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Stillwater. If you know the room number of the...
Thank you for calling Motel 6. This is Emma. How can I help you?
Hi, this is John Holloman calling from the corporate office.
Yes?
We're having some problems with their verification system here. Is there any way you could fax us over a guest list?
Okay, yeah, give me just a moment.
Sure.
Court wants us to fax over a guest list. What is the fax number?
The fax number is
206-203-2283. Okay, give me just a moment.
Sure.
Hello, this is John.
Hi, this is John Holloman calling from the corporate office. I'm here with Secure Tech, and we just need a guest list. I'm having some issues here getting with the payment system.
Well, you'd be curious back with us tomorrow, because like I said, our corporate office closes, like I said, at a certain time, so that'd be impossible for the corporate office to be open at this time. So you can check back with us.
Well, I'm with
I'm
with the verification system, the tech support.
Okay, we've never heard of you guys. So you'd like to, I mean, if we'll continue with the scam calls, we will actually somehow trace the call and get back with you guys on that.
Can
and report
can
you
I
guys.
Ask you, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How many fingers can you stick in your asshole? Okay. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work here. These scammers out here. Too many goddamn scammers. Man, I wish we could get another one where we could just
dial.
Thank
you for calling the Motel 6.
You have entered an invalid extension number. Please try again.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6, Northwest Oklahoma City. If you know your party's room number, please dial 7 plus the room number now. For
One moment, please.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6.
Oh, fuck this. Number sucked. Stupid Oklahoma. Oklahoma sucks.
I think you've called Mama. I think that might help you.
Hi, could I have room 123, please?
I'm sorry?
Room 123?
We do not have room number that, like 123.
Oh, I'm sorry,
133. 133, okay. What's the guest name?
Oh, this is John Holloman calling from the corporate office.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
So it's okay. You can connect it.
I wanted to know the guest name, sir.
Oh, we're doing a customer survey.
Well, I understand, but before I transfer, I wanted to know what's the guest name. Who do you want to speak to?
His name is Banchode. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm looking in the computer. What was the last name?
Gandu Banchode.
I do not have anybody that's under that name, sir.
Do you know what Banchode means?
No, sir.
Oh, are you from India?
No, sir, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. God damn it. All right, let's try another one here. We'll get lucky. I'll try one more corporate office thing, but doesn't seem to work so well. From the pizza. Yeah, maybe I was.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Frontier City. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the motel, please press 1. For reservations, please press 2.
Son of a beach. Let's try Piscataway.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Motel 6 at the Scatterway. It's Tanisha. How may I help you?
Hi, room 120, please.
Do you know what guest is in room 120?
Yeah, I know him. I'm calling from pizza delivery.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hi, is this room 120?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ron up at the front desk.
Okay.
We've been getting some complaints of jumping on the bed and flashing the lights on and off.
Okay.
And and we're going to have to ask you guys to stop doing that. Okay. I have a feeling that wasn't the front desk. Something tells me. Or that wasn't a guest. That was the front desk. They're just yanking my chain. I think I'm going to stop calling Motel 6s here.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Harrisonburg, located in the middle of the beauty.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Harrisonburg, Virginia. This is Don. How can I help you?
Hi, this is John Holloman calling from the corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
We're having some problems with our system over here. Can you send me your guest list and fax it to me, please? Wow. Just hung up. These guys are pretty savvy, I'd have to say. They've gone through the right training, I guess. Or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to ask him anymore. So they get really pissed when you do that.
Thank you for calling Spring Lake Super 8 Motel. This is Dee speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Dee. Could I have room 120, please?
What's the name of the party you're trying to reach, please? Sir?
Yeah, yes, 120, please.
Who are you trying to reach?
Oh, it's my mom.
In 120?
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Mom? I just call her Mom. I don't know her real name.
You don't know your mom's last name?
No, she didn't tell me.
Okay, well, then I can't put the call through.
Oh.
I don't have anybody in that room anyway.
Oh. Well, which room do you have people in?
Well, I'm not at liberty to tell you that, so it would be best if you call somebody else and annoy them, okay? Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I think I'm going to quit with this fucking calling up motels. I got real lucky with that first one where I could just dial in, but I don't know. Let's see. Play a song here. Find something else to do. I don't know.
Talking about who you gon' squabble with and who you shoot. You're only 60 pounds when you're wet.
straight kill me, knowing that they pranksters. This is going out to your studio gangsters. See, I did dirt, put in work, and many niggas can vouch that. So since I got stripes, I got the right to rap about that. But niggas like you, I kinda hate you, cause I'm just tired of suburban niggas talking about they come from projects, knowing you ain't seen no parts of the streets, G. Think you started trying to bang around the top of the Peace Treaty, wearing khakis and my wire rhyme, little bag trying to sag, but you're flooding at the same time, and your set don't accept you. Scared to kick it with your homies, cause you know they don't respect you. So nigga, please check nuts before you step to these motherfucking real ones.
That is no longer in service. Please check.
Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
What up, crazy shit?
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy. Suckers. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I got to get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was Gangsta Gangsta at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit. It went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches. Slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out!
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chasing up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One suck a dead LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, but cause I ain't said shit. Hell, and I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking, and from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left me get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the path. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Okay, well, I'm running out of numbers, so I'm just going to wrap it up here soon. Call a few IHOPs here and call it a day. Oh, yeah, Nova, if you have numbers, that'd be great. I didn't really plan ahead, as usual, so didn't get any numbers. Travis PMP has sent me a number for Galaxy Note 2. So let's hope they pick up here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
I want to buy a dress. Nice. Me too. Craigslist here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Okay. An uppity black woman at the 7-Eleven. It's always good.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Jerry.
Hi, I was in there a little bit earlier today.
Yep.
And there was a black woman working there, and I have a complaint about her.
Okay, I saw a message that Melissa left.
Okay. Can you leave a message for her?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. It's from Ron.
Ron?
It says, Dear Melissa, please don't call me stupid again next time I come in.
Okay.
From Ron Henderson.
All right.
P.S.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding this time. Did you write it down?
Okay. Yep.
Can you read it back to me?
Say, dear Melissa, don't call me stupid again. Next time, I'm not kidding this time.
You didn't write the P.S.
It's right there.
No, what was the P.S. say?
I'm not kidding this time.
Okay. Well, can you give the phone to a customer?
What's that? No, I cannot.
Why is that?
What's that?
Why not?
That's against the law.
It's not against the law.
Yes, it is.
Where? What law?
Right here. Dude, I'm a cop.
The 7-Eleven law? You're a cop?
No. Yes.
And you work at the 7-Eleven?
I'm not a cop right now, but yes, I am a former police officer, so... I will not give that to any customers.
And it's against the law? Man, his life really took a fucking dive from being a cop to 7-Eleven night clerk. Oh, boy. Well, I used to be one. I feel bad for him. What's that? I would be pissed off if that happened to me.
Yes, 7-Eleven.
Hello, sir?
Yes, 7-Eleven.
Hi, do you guys have a public restroom there?
Not, sir.
Well, damn it, you know? That's... There you go. No public restroom. Maybe I'll ask him if he has a special Bonchode candy bar. Alright, Travis would like me to call... the Walmart Supercenter. Man, what a bonchode. Will not even pick up the phone. So let's give it another... Let's call a different place here.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Walmart! Walmart!
Wyman Shady Lambeau, may I help you?
Hi, I actually have something to tell you guys. I returned something today.
Yes, sir.
My wife, she returned a PlayStation 3 today.
Yes, sir.
But in the box, I noticed that we still have the PlayStation 3, and she accidentally put a George Foreman grill into the box.
Yes, sir.
So you guys have the George Foreman grill.
Okay, let me send you to the people out there in front, okay?
Okay, can you hurry up, please?
Yes. Sir, and just answer the phone and speak to them to answer the phone,
oh,
okay?
Yeah, no problem. Just yes. To make sure they pick it up real quick, okay?
Okay, that's
okay.
From them, sir. Thank you for
all
home.
Right, great, thank you. She's not lying to me. They pick it up real quick. I'm a busy guy.
This is Susan. How can I help you?
Hi. I actually am calling because my wife had returned a PlayStation 3 there earlier.
Okay.
And she accidentally, instead of the PlayStation 3, she accidentally put a George Foreman grill into the box.
Oh.
And so you guys...
So, you still have a PlayStation 3 at home?
Yeah, I'm playing on it right now, yeah.
So you're going to put it back?
Oh, no. I just wanted you guys to know that in the box, it's not a PlayStation 3, it's a George Foreman grill.
So... You said that your wife turned it in, returning PlayStation 3.
Yes.
That's how you said it, right?
Correct. But inside of the box is not the PlayStation 3. There's a black George Foreman grill in there.
Okay. I understand that. But are you gonna bring PlayStation 3 for me?
Oh no, I'm not gonna bring it back in there.
So, but she got her money back, though, right?
No, I'm going to keep the PlayStation 3.
Oh, okay, then. So she didn't get the money back or
no,
something?
No, she did. No, she got a full refund.
Okay. So she had a refund?
Yeah, of course.
And, inside the PlayStation 3 box, there is a grill inside of a PlayStation 3, you mean?
There's a George Foreman grill inside of there, yeah.
So, she brought the wrong item to refund?
Yeah, correct, yes.
And, so in other words, you and I have to switch merchandise, right?
I don't understand. What did you say?
Okay, she's supposed to turn it in PlayStation 3.
I'm playing...
Right?
Yeah, but...
She returned it?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know, okay? So, there you go.
So, in other words, you're going to keep the PlayStation 3?
Oh, of course.
After you got the money?
Yeah, why not?
No. Okay, do you know when she refunded today?
Yeah.
Today at this Walmart?
What's the problem? What's the issue?
Okay, PlayStation 3 in box is supposed to be PlayStation 3.
I put some chopsticks in there too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. God damn. She was not being funny enough. She kept repeating herself. Okay, so Circle K. Never called one of them before.
Thank you for calling Circle K. This is Mary.
Hi. I was in the public restroom in there earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of have a complaint about the facilities.
Okay.
There was a man in there. And he was a handicapped gentleman. He was in the handicapped stall. And when I was waiting to go to the washroom, I had heard him call out for help. So I went inside. You know, I knocked on the door and I was like, Are you okay? And he said, yeah, help. So I had gone in there, and I'm actually a certified nurse's assistant.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he was handicapped, and he said that he needed help wiping. So, I went to go help him with the toilet paper, and then when I went to go wipe, the toilet paper was so thin that my finger went through.
Are you still there? Hang on. I can't.
Yeah.
My phone's cutting out or something. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
So when I was in there, my finger
I still
had...
can't hear you, sweetheart. I think it's your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sorry about that. So when I was when I was in there, I had went to go wipe him, and the toilet paper was way too thin, and my finger had actually broken through the paper and touched into his kind of his rectum.
Yeah.
His anus. And because of that, he kind of went into... It touched his vagus nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gone into a seizure in the bathroom.
And you're sure this happened at my store?
Yeah. And...
At the Circle K.
And when he started going into a seizure, it got fecal matter, feces everywhere, all over my shirt, and on my arm and my hands. And I'm really not asking for much. I was just wondering if you guys could just pay for the dry cleaning bill.
I'm honestly not sure because. I don't have a handicap bathroom.
Well, I don't know if it was a handicap.
Sure that you were here.
Yeah, he was. He was using a walker. So I'm not exactly sure if it. You know, he was in the bathroom. I just thought it was a handicap stall because there was a handicapped gentleman in there. He kind of talked with like I'm not sure exactly how to say it, maybe with like a special type of accent, you know, like a,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe someone has like their tongue stuck in their mouth or something. He was a little slow, you could say.
Okay.
And yeah, the feces just went everywhere. It went on to my shirt. There's some on my pants, and I just left. I got scared and just left him in there. So I'm not sure I'm sure his caretaker probably just helped him out after that. I don't know. I just left. So I really need to get this dry cleaning bill, you know, in check, because it's kind of your guy's fault because the toilet paper was too thin.
I can give you our customer complaint number,
Well,
but other than that, I don't know what else I can do because I can't physically give you money from my store.
Well, why is that toilet paper so thin? I mean, this wouldn't have happened if the toilet paper would have been, you know, a lot, you know, better quality toilet paper.
That's all we can order?
And I mean,
public restrooms don't have nice toilet paper. I don't know why they don't allow us to have nice toilet paper.
Yeah, you guys should really get on top of that because it's dangerous. It could, you know, it breaks through and goes into the anal region and causes seizures.
I can give you the customer complaint number.
I mean, have you ever had that experience with the toilet paper there, or do you bring your own, or...
No, I use ours.
And has it ever broken through for you?
No.
Huh.
But I'm also really weird in that area, and I don't like all of that, so I use too much here.
Oh, well, yeah, because I also used it. This wasn't the same incident. This isn't the first time I've had this problem. I used it on another day, and it actually ripped through and when I was using it on myself. And it had caused me, when I had penetrated myself, it caused me to have an unexpected ejaculation. Because of the stimulation of the prostate. So, I mean, it really is an issue because this is the second incident. The first incident, I didn't really complain because I was a little bit embarrassed that I had gotten some sort of unexpected ejaculation from that area because, personally, you know, not that I have anything against homosexuals, but I'm not that type of a person. I never have been. So... It was really just kind of something new to me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when I, you know, the first time I didn't complain because I was kind of embarrassed about the ejaculation. And that also,
yeah.
I had to get my pants cleaned for that too. But I mean, I don't think I'm going to ask for the money for that.
The most I can do for you right now is that, or I can take down your information and I can get a hold of my boss tomorrow, but he's not going to be up right now because it's almost 11:30.
Well, are you going to tell him that I had the thing?
The what?
Are you going to tell him about the thing that I had in the bathroom?
The first incident?
Yeah, don't tell him.
No, I'm not going to say anything about that.
Okay,
sweetheart.
Good. Because that's between me and you.
That's your information that you willingly shared with me. I'm not going to share it with anybody else.
Okay, yeah, that's between me and you, honey.
Yes.
That's, So, hey, you know, maybe if I come down there, do you want to, like, go to the Chipotle with me or something?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Oh, well, is it because of the toilet thing, or?
No, it's because I'm engaged.
Oh, okay. Alright. Well, it was nice talking to you, baby. Big girl.
Girl.
Okay. Sorry if that went a little too long. She just wouldn't get off the phone. She sounded like she did like it. Yeah. I'm weird in that area. Oh, boy.
We go out of come and go to Curtis Speaker. I'm up.
Hey, I was in there a little bit earlier, and I just wanted to apologize.
About what? I don't know what happened, my man. I just got here, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was in there a little bit earlier, and I was eating the chips, the Doritos.
Uh-huh.
And I ate a bunch of those. And I had some of the Planters nuts.
Okay, you're cool, sir.
I was... Oh, it's okay?
Hold on, sir.
Okay. All right. God damn it. It's taking so long. I'm trying to fucking apologize here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
What took so much
taking? All I'm saying is I wasn't on the shift, so I don't currently know what's happening. So.
Oh, well,
I just got here. Whatever happened when you did what you did, them clerks are not here anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was in there masturbating. Okay. God damn. Motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Hey, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Yeah, we still got it for rent.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just wondering about the details. So it's you said it's a $450?
$450. $50 for, like, the utilities and, you know,
little stuff like that, like, you know, to help out with the utilities and what else? I guess you got laundry.
Okay.
You know, like that and stuff. Just a little bit on that.
Are we gonna have to sleep in the same bed?
As far as who?
Like you and me, two men, one bed?
Nah, man, I'm married, man.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna have my own room, my own bed?
Yeah, you get your own room.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I don't have to be in the same bed with you?
Nah.
Okay, now if I move in, this is kind of concerning my job.
What job?
Is it okay if I set up cameras, like in the living room and in the kitchen? And,
well,
you know,
I'll... Why would you want to do that, though?
Well, because, I have a website, and, you know, I'm going to take a, you know, I'll walk around in a towel, and these guys, they pay me money to watch me, like, walk around, you know, in the towel.
You can set up whatever you want to set up in your room,
in the kitchen, they want to see me, like, cooking, like... You know. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You just set whatever you want up in your room, you know. But we don't do all that type of stuff in the house.
Oh, kissing on the lips.
Yeah, well, I don't do all that. Like I said, I'm married, and you know, I don't have no, you know, that's what you like, but. I'm not the one for that.
All right. Oh yeah. Well, it's not. I'm not. I'm not the one for that either. I just do it for the money.
Oh, okay. Well, I work for a living, so.
Oh well, it's a job for me too. It's a lot of hard work. Uh-huh. Sometimes I have two men in one bed, and I kiss them on the lips.
Okay.
I heard a term. Are you a down low type of guy?
Nah, I ain't not like that.
Like, have you ever been to a prison before?
Nah.
The pen? Because I heard couple hard pipe hitting guys like to get hard and.
Uh-huh.
And they like to get dangerous. Hard and dangerous. You ever hear?
Nothing like that.
You hear about anything like that? Like, is that the type of neighborhood? I'm looking for type of, like, some, like, thugs that can just know how to handle a gun. And they just get... down low and dangerous.
Hello, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You broke up for a minute. So, are you interested in a room or what?
Yeah, I was interested. I was just wondering if you guys are a couple of hard-hitting, hard dudes.
Like I told you, man, I'm married, so I only go one way, man, and that's woman, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. I just wondering, like, how strong are you? Like...
Man, like, how strong am I?
Yeah, like, would you consider yourself a really strong man?
I don't think that's really no concern. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with the room or nothing like that. But
well,
no, I'm a weak dude. I'm a little skinny, scrappy dude, man.
Oh.
I don't have no muscles on me.
Like, so you're like a Snoop Dogg, more like a Snoop Dogg or like a Andre 3000 type of dude.
Yeah, I'm a little dude, man. So.
Or what's that other guy's? Cat Williams? Are you kind of like him?
Yeah, I'm about that size. Yeah.
Do you have clothing like him?
No, I don't
support
the clothing stuff like it, man.
Oh, well,
yeah,
what kind of a style do you have? Would you say it's like thug, professional, or...
Huh? What you think, man? Sound like I'm a professional, don't I?
You do. I was wondering
I'm not into the gay stuff. You know, I'm married. I've been married for almost 10 years.
You
know, like, I got kids.
Oh, okay. You gave it all up for the marriage.
Anyway, I never was a gay dude.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. You know, if you're interested in the room, man, you can always call back. So, man,
Okay, yeah, I'll think about it. I mean, yeah, I don't mean to offend you. I'm just looking for, like, someone that I could pin down. I mean, I could probably pin you down because I'm a big boy. But
okay. But
you know, I mean, you just told me that you're not that type of fellow.
Nah, I ain't no aggressor.
Yeah, you're not that type of strong, you know, like, I'm looking for somebody that their nickname could be like Blackzilla or something like that.
Oh, really? You know? Somebody to just grab you and just rip you apart, huh?
Yeah, you know, like go straight to Pound Town.
Oh man, I'm good, man. You got the wrong folks, man. You might want to call someone else, man.
Maybe right. I better go down to San Francisco for that type of thing.
Yeah, you might want to go to the Castro district.
Well, how do you know about that? I think
because I work in the city.
Oh man, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. I mean, you sound like you know a lot about the lifestyle.
Nah, man, nothing like that.
It's okay. You don't gotta be shy.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Hey. Woo.
Hey. So anyways, I'll tell you what. It was nice talking to you, man. All right.
Okay. Keep it real, man.
Hey. Yeah.
Stay safe.
I'm keeping it real, man.
Stay safe. Keep it legal.
You said what?
I said keep it legal. Hey, bitch. Don't talk to my man like that.
Hey, you hear that?
Yeah.
Man, this dude crazy.
Yes. Hang up.
Please. I'm on them bad salts.
Hang up.
Bitch. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap it up here soon. Guys, it's a few more calls, and that's it. Sorry it's kind of a short show, I know. But, I don't know. I'm losing the juice.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now. Having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man.
Hello?
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 Hey, I'm calling about that Bluetooth, that screen thing.
The 7-inch screen?
Yeah, what's with that?
It's a good unit.
It's my last one left. I had a couple of them. I sold them all. I got one left.
I'm sorry. I can hardly. Can you tell your kid to shut the fuck up? I can hardly hear you.
Say that again?
I said, can you tell your kids to please shut the fuck up? I couldn't. I can't hear you at all.
Yeah, you're a clown, bro.
Hey, you're clowning.
I'll beat the fuck out of you, pussy bitch.
Why? What's wrong? Okay. I guess that's that. Let me call him back and see what's wrong. Something I said? He's not gonna pick up.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Boy. Some rims. Low profile tires. Hey, I'm calling about the tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the deal with them?
They're brand new set of rims tires. I bought them. I was gonna put them in my car, but I got 5 lug. Those are only 4 lug.
Oh, I see. That's pretty. So you got the wrong ones.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's pretty stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a moron thing.
Yeah, it's real dumb.
I should have looked at him closely first.
Hey.
The gal that owned them, you know. Said
something. Goddamn it. What a dumb fuck.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Stupid fucker.
She had him on a Civic, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, I got a Civic.
Oh, yeah, what a dumb bitch. It's probably her fault. Fucking cock. Yeah. Did you at least get your dick sucked by her?
No.
No? You should have.
Come on, man.
Should have stuck it in her mouth, man. Okay. Alright. Now, this one's funny. This is a stuffed fucking pony. Butterscotch pony. Every little girl dreams of owning a pony. You guys are going to have to give me ideas for this. Here, I'll show you the...
Hola.
Hi, I'm...
Hi, just leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
What? I really want to call them. You guys are going to have to give me ideas on this pony here.
Hey.
Hi, I'm calling about the Craigslist ad. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the Craigslist.
Hi. Oh, okay.
About the pony.
Oh, yeah, I still have it.
Now, I'm just wondering, is that the new horsey cat model?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, can I rent it just for one night? Like, if I paid you $50, can I use it just for the night?
Where?
Oh, I want to take it to like a ranch.
Like,
oh, okay. I need to ask my husband.
Yeah, like if I gave you like $50 for it, I can take it to like a motel room with me. Okay, she hung up. She thinks that's weird for some reason. I don't know why she hung up.
Hola.
Oh, hi.
Always
tricks me. Her voicemail.
Hola.
Hola. That's it. She's done. One more time.
Hola.
She's freaked out. Okay. It's Hot Wheels. Please do not call if you... Please do not text. Call if you are serious. Oh, I'm serious about these Hot Wheels. Yeah, I should have drank more before the show. I'm not quite drunk enough to get silly.
You have reached the voice mailbox of 209.
No, man. I want those Hot Wheels. Damn it. Alright.
You have reached the voicemail.
I'm just going to wrap up with a few Facebook friends. I'm going to call a few of my Facebook friends up, and that'll be it. Put on some music first.
And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men late.
is the way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers would stop coming up to me with your hands out, looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got slow company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of Compton. I told them all, all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gas when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf. Still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets. Reppin' 213. Still the beat bang. Still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change. Still, I'm representing.
Hello?
Hey, hi, what's up, Linster?
Who is this?
What's up, big girl?
Who is this?
Oh, it's me.
I don't know who me is.
It's me, big girl.
The fuck is Albany?
Oh, I was just wondering, it's Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Mr. Johnny.
I don't know who the fuck you are. This is my mom's cell phone. I'm Avani, her daughter.
Oh, can I talk to your mom?
She's fucking out.
Oh, are you from Canada?
What the fuck? Who are you?
You sound like the Trailer Park Boys' daughter.
Fuck, you have a stuffy nose.
Excuse me?
Who the fuck are you? Why are you calling my mom?
Oh, I'm her boyfriend. I'm gonna be
no,
your
you're
new...
not.
I'm gonna be your new dad.
Shut the fuck up. Do you actually know my mom? Why
yeah,
are you asking
I do.
If we're from Canada?
You could call me Daddy from now on. I'm gonna be your new dad. I'm coming over.
You're goofy. Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking weirdo.
I'm gonna marry your mom and yep. So it's past your bedtime now.
Probably fucking older than you. Sound like a little fucking weirdo. Fucking.
You watch your mouth.
You shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna be your new dad, new stepdad.
Go fuck yourself. You sound goofy as fuck. Now shut the fuck up.
Oh, she was from Canada. I sounded like a Canadian. But that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. And this will conclude my show. So, thanks a lot. I'll play some music now. Again.
Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap.
Shot.